scripture reading, and that is found in Genesis 5, 1 and 2. Genesis 5, 1 and 2. And I invite you to please stand as we read God's word. Genesis 5, 1 and 2. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. It is with pleasure we have Jose Moreira with us today and his wife. We thank you for coming and bringing us God's word.
I will try to use here. Can you hear me? Okay. Good morning. Happy Sabbath, everyone. After quite a while, it's good to be back. We were here on a concert, I believe, a few weeks ago. But in the front, yeah, it's quite a while. But it's always good to be back. And I spoke with Brother Fred a while ago in the Triangle Church, and I think he was maybe a little confused. Say, are you hiding from me? You don't answer your phone. I cannot see you anymore. And but he's not the only one. I have some clients. They say the same thing. And my clients, they found my wife's phone number. So they call her and say, listen, where is your husband? Because he does not answer the phone anymore. And you know, sometimes it's so many phone calls that I get lost. And one thing was interesting happened like 4 weeks ago. Yeah, I found out that my voice message was not working anymore. With so many messages, therefore, 2-3 years, and I think my phone is broken. Maybe I needed to change my phone. And by accident, I start pressing some buttons, and I realized that you could erase some old message. Say, oh, now it's working again. In the next 2-3 weeks, I'm receiving a bunch of messages again. But sometimes happens. So I'm glad to be here. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessings, for your care for this day. And here we are to open your word, but we cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without a Holy Spirit. Please, O Lord, help us to understand and help us to follow through your instruction, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I put a title in the sermon. I divided like four parts because it's kind of long part, and hopefully in the future we will be back. But we live in the world, a very confused one. You know, people believe in many things and a bunch of things. And some people, they start to say what is true and what is not. One of my favorite books, but will be in another time we're going to study, is Genesis chapter 1. We're not going to study today. But the people have confusion. They do not understand this book, and some people even try to erase, especially the chapter 1 on Genesis. And we have a few things to talk today, you know, about what people believe in our days, what people believe. Until the end of times, until Jesus Christ come, people will believe in three forms of believing, okay? And today I want to open up a little bit about what are these beliefs, what the format. And let's start with Genesis chapter 5, 1 to 5, and we will leave open in Genesis, chapter 5, 1 to 5. And here we will have something interesting when I talk about the three beliefs, you know. And one of them is those who follow God, really follow God. Another, I met some people that say they are atheists. They don't believe in God's existence. And another group with the one that mixed everything together, what is true and what's not true. But let's go to Genesis chapter 5 and verse 1 to 5. And here we read, these are the family records of descendants of Adam on the day that God created man. He made him the likeness of God, created them male and female. When they were created, he blessed them and called them men. And when we go to the verse, the next verse, Adam was 130 years old. He fathered a son in his likeness. There is some a little change here. If you go to the verse before, you know, says that God created man. He made him in the likeness of God. Now Adam was 130 years old. He was outside the garden. Remember that he was outside the garden by that time. And he fathered a son and there was something different. Today we are very pleased when who are father and mother and say, oh, the baby looks just like father, just like mother, which most of the time is not true, because a baby, for me, all the baby, they are the same. But you like to hear. My cousin used to look at her and say, she may not look like him, like in a face, but look her fingers and look her feet. And I tell my daughter, say, you see, it doesn't matter what you say. We are very alike. Look your hands. You know, look the size of your hands. I have big hands. But in this case, he was very interesting. So Adam and Eve both were created in the likeness of God. But his first son was born after the fall, after they left the garden. They were like him. There was something different here, okay? And then if we go now to verse 22 to 24, now we're going to have a little shift here, a little change. It's verse 22 to 24. And after the birth of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and fathered other sons and daughters. So Enoch's life lasts 365 years. Now, the next verse, for me, is one of the most important verses in the beginning of the Bible. Enoch walked with God. How many years? I believe all his life. All his life. Walk with God. But in what extent he walked with God? Many times when I read this story, I say, I'd like to walk like Enoch. Because you know what happened next? Then he was not there because God took him. Even though we had a descendant of Adam, his son, that was in his image. We can say, or the image of a sinner person. But one of his descendants was Enoch. He decided to walk with God. To walk with God. And he was no more. Nobody saw him because God took him. There is a tale, interesting tale, about how God took Enoch to heaven. And they say that Enoch, he used to, you know, to go in a secluded place to pray. And every day he was going to pray to God, he was going a little further. And one day He was far from his house. God came to him and say, Enoch, you are too far from your home, but you are very close to mine. Let's go to my house. I love this, the story. And say he was so close to God's house that God said, come to my house. And here's interesting on his life, walking with God for that long period of time, for more than 300 years. More than 300 years. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you remember every time that I came to this church? I always use a phrase. Are you a Seventh-day Adventist or 7 days Adventist? There is a difference. Seventh day, today is easy to come. You use your dress code. I'm using a dress code. I'm kind of feeling warm, hot. But this is a dress code for somebody who comes to preach, they say. I don't know. It's easy to come on a Saturday. But what about the whole week? I have a testimony I want to share with you about what it means walking with God in another day, not on a Saturday. A few families came, to us, and we were trying to help somebody. And one person was in our home and was looking for a work. And I tried with some of my clients, some contacts, to see what could he do for this man. He really, really need a job. And through one of my contacts, he said, well, the person does not speak English or Portuguese. It will be difficult to find a job. But the man said to me, but I know a person who speaks his language might have a work for him. And I say, okay. So this person that we met, this now became a friend of ours, we gave a contact, he called to this guy, and the guy called him, so come, we will make let's do an interview, see if it's possible to work. And as he came to work, this is very interesting. It was he came to talk actually for an interview, job interview. It was Friday afternoon after, 2 or 3 p.m. probably. What do you do if you need a job, okay, and you go on Friday afternoon for an interview, and the person would say, I will hire you in the spot to start tomorrow. But remember, you are a couple months without job, and you need, your family need, and so anyway, this friend of ours, he was there on Friday at noon. And the man talked with him in his own language and say, we can make arrangements for you. And this guy say, well, but there is only one thing. Say, what is it? I don't work on Saturday. It was Friday, need a job. The prospective boss says, you don't work on Saturdays? Say, no. I can work any other days, but I don't work on Saturdays. Huh. That's quite interesting. Somebody that needs work is a Friday, and we're not going to work on Saturdays. But his boss made a very interesting comment. He said, by the way, do you know this person? He gave a name. You know Michael? And he blessed him. And this guy, our friend, said, yeah, I know him. We are friends for a long, long time. So, are you the same church, that guy? And they say, yeah. Okay, you are hired. You don't need to work on Saturday, because if you are a friend of that guy, the same church that he goes, you are hired and still work until now. Because this man, he met another friend of ours. He know that this guy does not work on Saturday. However, the work that he does, it's just unbelievable. So you see what that means. you walk with God, not on the Saturday only, but on the 7 days, that's what means to all, you know, be walking with God. But I want to talk about another group of people. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4 and verse 13 to 17. Chapter 4 and verse 13 to 17. Here we have an interesting story. We know by memory, by heart, what happened here. But this what happened here, brothers, there is something else to do with the world today. Let's read. But Cain answered the Lord after he killed his brother. My punishment is too great to bear, since you are banished me today from the soil, and I must hide myself from your presence and become a restless wanderer on the earth. Whoever finds me, kill me. Let's recapitulate a little bit. What did Cain do? What did he do? He killed his brother, right? And he kills his brother because his brother was doing something wrong? No, he was worshiping God the way they're supposed to do. And God told him, listen, you did something wrong. If we go to the verse before, you did something wrong. In the verse 10, 11. And God cursed and said, now you'll be alienated from my presence. However, if you go to the verse 13, who he is blaming for? What did he say to God? My punishment is too great. What punishment? Did he die? Did he suffer anything? God just say, you'll be, you know, lost in the earth. Also, he accused God, since you are banishing me today from the soil, I must hide myself from your presence. He even accused God that now he needs to hide from God. God didn't say anything to him. Remember that God told Cain, you need to be careful because you have in your mind, your intentions, they are in your mind. You are about to do something wrong. You need to control yourself. That's what God told him. But he keeps saying, oh, I need to hide from your presence now. And anybody that will find me will kill me. That was his saying. The Lord say, in that case, you're not going to die. Nobody will kill you. That was says in the next verse. 16. And then Cain went out from the Lord's presence. He left God. He went away from Eden. Okay? That was his life. And what next happened in the verse 17? Cain was intimate with his wife. He conceived and gave birth to Enoch. Then Cain became the builder of a city, and he named the city Enoch after his son. Let me tell you this. Cain, did he know that God exists? God talked with him like 3-4 times. So he knew God existed. Also, he decided to go away from God. These people like him, I call a different kind of atheism. You know the atheism, what it means, the word? Somebody that does not believe in God. It doesn't mean that does not believe in his existence, but someone who does not believe in God, that God will do what he said that he would do. Cain was a kind of a person that decided to go away from God. He built a city. He built a city in his with his son's name. He thought that he knew better, because if you remember why he killed his brother, the brother was offering a lamb. He was offering some product from his farm. He was creating something new, which God didn't command. We have many people today doing the same thing, but they say, oh, we don't believe God, we don't believe religious system, we don't believe anything, because they are not good things. Call themselves atheists, and they do their own thing. But does really, really these people, do they not believe in God's existence? Or they just find an excuse to not believe? A while ago, I talked with somebody who was telling me that he was an atheist. And in our conversation, I said, really, what kind of atheist are you? I said, what do you mean? So, there are people that say he does not exist, and somebody say, I don't believe that he will do something. Which one? You. And he told me, so, well, I believe that God exists, he is there, he does not care what happened here. Basically, we are on our own. That's it. It doesn't matter what we do here, it makes no difference to him and heaven. So, oh, really? That's a different, it's an interesting approach. It doesn't mean that it does not believe in God's existence, but does not believe that God will do what he promised to do. So this is one kind of belief. So now we go to the third one. The first one was the true belief, walking with God. The second one is those who do not believe that God will do what he promised to do. But we have the third one. And somehow I believe that the third one is more dangerous than this, the second one. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. In verse 1 to 3, talk about the third kind of belief. Let's say this way, the third kind, the third type. When mankind, verse 1, began to multiply on the earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of mankind were beautiful. They took any they choose as wife for themselves. And the Lord said, my spirit will not remain with mankind forever, because they are corrupt. Their days will be 120 years. Now, what do we see here? The sons of God, those who were walking with God, okay, saw the sons or daughters of Cain. Because, you know, if you go a little bit back in the Bible, we know that there were people following God and people following Cain. But the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they mingled together. What do you think is going to happen when you mix the true with a lie? What do you think is going to happen? Came some people with a mix of religion. So came people with a mix. Now they had something from one side of the family, let's say, oh, God will do this, and now we come on people another side of the family say, no, he will not do. And this is what we call a mixed religion. We had opportunity a while ago we went to Kentucky to Noah's Ark. They have a replica there about the Ark. And they mentioned something, how was in the days of Noah, what happened in those days. So the people start mixing things. They had this mix of beliefs. Sometimes I will tell you brothers, I confess, when I was reading about Noah, in my mind, I always saw the whole world with do not believe in God and eight people believe. I always was thinking this way. So, and well, it was strange. And when I was at school and college, we were able to study, say, and we came to the conclusion that there were many, many people, maybe millions of people living on that time in Noah's days. Because remember, they were living like 900 years. The family, I believe, they would be a very, very big families, you know? And I believe that there were many people, but in my mind, I say, how is that possible that so just eight people, that's it, that believe in God? And when we were there, we came somewhere, they show something. Nah, it's not just Noah was believed. Many people, they believe. However, they had a mix. When Noah say, it's going to rain. Oh, no, never rained before. The world will be destroyed. No, that's not, it's too beautiful. What about, I will tell you, it's gonna rain fires? No, Joe, it will never rain fire before. The world will be destroyed. You know, no, it's not possible. Look how beautiful the buildings. New York, big city, other big cities. No, it's not possible. Yeah, but once I told one of my coworkers, I don't know, we are coming, discussing about the Bible, and I will tell you, I was very short temper when it comes to Bible. When the people start saying stuff and I didn't like, one day I say, you know what? There will be nice stone above stone. Everything will be destroyed. Everything will disappear. They say, and they say, whoa, you are so negative. Why you say these things? I say, no, because this is true. And when I look back, when in Noah's day, happened exactly this. The sons of God, the people that believe in God, they mixed with the daughters of men. Came a mix of stuff. I think I told this church before, if you have 95% of truth and 5% of a lie, what does it tell you? Huh? Can you be like 95% safe? Is that possible? Oh, I'm a 95% saved. Is that possible? Today we're talking about the commandments in the lesson. Can I keep 90% of the commandments? With God, there is no 90% or 99%. I have a curiosity. I read this product that we use to kill germs. Did you read what's the capacity there? Usually it's 99.9. In my mind, you say, what about that 0.01%? What about that? It means that even if I use the product here, I can be affected by, I don't know, the virus or the bacteria? So which means that it's not 100% secure. It's 99.9. And when it comes to God, when it comes to what we believe, needed to be 100% or nothing. Remember this, Satan doesn't want 100% of your time. He doesn't want 100% of your life. 1% or 2% is fine. He's happy with that. And here we have this third kind of belief, religion. I call this a false religion. I call this a man-made religion. Today we are in the danger because there are many people who profess believe in God, many people who profess to belong to this or that denomination, it doesn't matter, it's no names on it, but accept what the world is offering. There is one new phrase that is very used recently. They say we need to be more inclusive. Did you ever heard this word? Needed to be more inclusive. I was driving by, I don't remember where, and I saw a church with written something there, said, we are an inclusive church. And I know there was a, you know, that flag over there, you know, that's six colors. Oh, by the way, the flag has six colors, does not have seven, okay? Seven colors belong to God, six colors belong to men. But the mix of religion, it's more dangerous than if you don't believe in anything. Why so dangerous? Because the people usually don't see it. And we can have ourselves, even in the here inside the church, in the events church, we can have some people, some mind, with a mixed religion and mind. And Jesus Christ said that, well, you cannot serve two, what? Two masters, because you're gonna You know, you're going to love one and hate another. You're going to do something like this. You need to choose who you will serve. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, and when Jesus Christ was talking with a multitude, he gave a very strong sermon. Some people are not happy. And they say, oh, this is too tough. We cannot hear this. And everybody left Jesus, went away. And then he was with 12. And Jesus say, or look at them and say, do you want to leave me too? Remember what was Peter's answer? He said, Lord, if we leave you, where we will go? If we leave you, because you have the word of truth. So the first example we gave, walk with God. How long? All your life. All your life. I believe that Enoch, he didn't know that God would take him. He didn't know when he possibly would die, because back then, the average, I don't like to hear now the average living for us, but in those days probably was like, the average 900 years. But he was walking all his life. How long we have to walk with God? We don't know the tomorrow, but we can walk all our lives. That's the number one. Be careful with the mix of religion. Be careful with mix of religion. And also the number three that we mentioned here, we needed to pray for people that are out there. They say, oh, we don't believe anything. I have a friend, he's a pastor, and when he made a comment that even Satan himself, he never could imagine that he would be so successful, when somebody come and tell, I don't believe in God's existence. He never expected that he would be so successful, because in his case, he believes in God. He knows him. And for us, my prayer is that we know how to discern the truth and we will walk with God. Amen?
Heavenly Father, we want to walk with Him. We want to leave this place, O Lord, and live your life that you has planned for us, O Lord. Please guide us in everything that we do and what we say. We want to honor our name in everything, O Lord. Please stay with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.